This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Tell us at 97.3.
But I probably will. Okay. Good morning, party people. KLLC, KLZ, HD1, San Francisco. I can't remember if we did the legal or not. Hi, Cash Creek. Hello, Alice listeners. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Cranky Tim bringing us coffee. We are hanging out with the pool behind us. It's already, like, practically broad daylight. It's beautiful. We're at Cash Creek, and we are going to have a party this morning. Is everybody ready for a little party? We've got a lot of winners here. I know there's a lot of moms here. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. We got in last night and had a nice dinner here at the resort.
The restaurant, what is that called?
C2.
It's epic. Like, we had a really, really good dinner. I enjoyed it a lot.
It was delicious. I got the short rib, and you got a little filet. What did you? You had a pork chop.
I had a pork chop.
Yeah, that was good.
No applesauce, though. Just pork chop.
Sorry, they actually should have a sweet thing in there.
They knew what they were doing.
Yeah, they clearly did.
So, we have a full house today, so thank you guys so much for coming out.
Yes, thank you. If you're a winner and you're still standing, the seats that are here in the front are for you. We had a full house check-in.
Oh, there we go.
Danae and Jesse have done a marvelous job this morning
so
far.
Thank you guys.
Cranky Tim over here on the control panel.
He loves being called that.
He does. I know. It's great. Almost as much as he loves Timberly.
I like Timberly.
Cranky. He's just making more and more cranky.
Cranky Timberly.
The day goes on.
You guys walk him. We're bummed. We have no help here.
You know what? You've got a good point.
He does control the mics.
Yeah. So already, Maddie had some adventures yesterday.
So did you go out and rage last night?
No, because
You took off with my husband. John is also here. So as we left from dinner, it was like bedtime. So me and Vinny took off, and then you were leaving with John.
Yeah,
did
John
you go
and
gambling
I walked,
or
no? No, we walked down to the little mini mart and got some. I got some snacks and. On the way back, though, it was
You had to run for it.
I had to run for it.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
And I just... I'm going to say I made it all the way to my room.
Oh, my God. Please do just continue to say that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that wasn't the story.
Yeah. Hmm. And then this morning, I'm walking up on the riser here and completely bit it.
Oh!
Cup of coffee in my hand. And... Yeah, so I got nice stains for everybody to see.
Don't worry.
Morning.
You know what? Can't even see them. You were lucky to
That's
wear a black hoodie.
I'm a mess. I have to wear black because if not, I'd just be walking around with stains.
Oh, my God.
All that stuff. But
I want to say this place is beautiful.
It like, is. Cache Creek is gorgeous.
I've been seeing all the signs saying 40-year celebration, and I actually brought it up outside with one of the guys, and he said, no, this building's much newer than that.
Oh.
So the it's been here for 40 years, but like my room was immaculate, beautiful, like
yes.
felt brand new,
yes.
which of course is good. I felt
you
really comfortable
that,
and happy and was like, this place is
so
great.
Glad to hear
No, I was really, really happy. This place is styling.
It is. It's beautiful. It's funny that you say that. I didn't, of course, this has to be a brand new building. Like 40 years will take some wear and tear on a place. You
yeah,
know?
Beats, so it's, it beats anything down.
Right. So if you've been here, if you were here years ago, then come back. It's beautiful.
We hit the pool yesterday as well. Well, I hit the pool, and I don't know if
you did go. I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I showed up and Vinny leaves.
I know.
She goes, I'm right above you. Look. I'm like,
he looks
God
up. I'm like,
it.
Right there, looking out of the window.
And we got a nice picture from that.
I'm creeping.
Yeah, I'm really thrilled.
I did. I took a picture from my window. It was great. Anyway,
joy.
It was great. We're going to have a fun time today. We've got wonderful things to talk about. We've got Bottle Rock tickets. We're going to announce the winner for the best mom ever.
Yep.
So that's coming up at 7 o'clock.
And then that starts almost immediately, like right away, right?
You need to not talk. It doesn't. It's only on Mother's Day. Tons of people entered. One person will win.
Oh, God. Why do people tell me things?
I don't know.
I don't know.
We try to warn them not to. No, don't worry. It's fine. Hey, so Bob is back at the station.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. Danae's just looking at me with evil eyes right now.
She's just shaking her head. She throws her hands in the air, shakes her head a little bit.
That was an accident.
Now you know. You can send it to Maddie. I'm actually not as safe a bet as Maddie is, but I'm definitely a safer bet than Vin. But you didn't say the whole name, so don't worry.
The Warriors
and it's only
lost,
an hour away.
By the way, let me just change the subject.
Do we have
the Warriors lost. Yeah, that was... Oh.
Yeah, not awesome.
That's what I did, though, after the pool, and then we went to dinner, and I went back to the room, watched the Warriors after that. I went down.
Yeah.
It's nice. Got a good night's sleep.
Yeah, excellent.
How about you? I
was a little nervous, I guess, because we haven't done one of these for all. Someone was saying that we did do one.
We did one at Bottle Rot.
Was it a morning show or was it a secret show?
No, it was a morning show. I mean, that's, I was sent a picture and said, you guys, you did this. And I went, oh.
We've been saying for weeks
this is
the only one we've done. What year was that? It would have been like maybe the first Bottle Rock back after the pandemic. Like maybe 20. It couldn't have been 20. I guess it could have been 2022.
Oh, look, they sent it to me, so okay. I've got it.
So I want to start by saying we do have Bottle Rock tickets today. Speaking of that, so 8:05 will have code words. And this is actually your last chance for this. These are the 3-day passes, and we've got them at noon and then all 4 hours of Janie's show. We have some stuff happening on the station next week, too, that I wanted to, I sort of want to allude to. I'm not sure if I can make the big announcement, but please be listening right
I'll
after
make
our
it.
Okay, go ahead.
Just, what is it?
You already know what it is.
I do?
Yeah, it's going to happen right after our show on Tuesday.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Good. I wish I did.
I'm glad to tell you guys.
I'm not holding out.
Are we allowed to say?
I've not gotten confirmation.
Listen for new things. Right after our show on Tuesday. Ooh.
That's right, folks. We're going classic rock.
That's right. Woo! All my dreams are coming true.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Michael. That was Maddie. That was Maddie. I guess you're probably going to talk about the new Pope, so I just want to say that, you know, from a celebrity trash standpoint, it was very upsetting to the people who were working on Emily in Paris, which I am a huge fan of the show Emily in Paris. No, you have a completely blank look on your face,
Maddie. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
the show.
How do we go from the Pope to some lady in Paris?
Surprise, they're shooting Emily in Paris in Rome. So it was very disruptive for their shooting schedule when suddenly all the Catholics were celebrating the
I
new
felt
Pope.
Like Emily's dad was one of the cardinals up for it, and she's all upset.
She's crying a river in Paris.
What?
It has inadvertently disrupted the production of Emily. Anybody, Emily in Paris fans? Yeah, me too.
Oh, look at that.
I love that show. It's like... It's dumb, but it's darling, and it's very. She's like so quirky and cute, and they dress her, and just she looks amazing in everything. It's Phil Collins's daughter, Lily Collins.
Oh, okay.
She's really. All right. I don't even want to qualify her as that because she's her own thing. She's great. But Emily in Paris season 5 is currently shooting. I don't have dates on that or anything. The only reason I even know it's happening, weirdly, is because things are going crazy in Rome. You'd think she'd be in Paris. So I guess that there was a huge frenzy, obviously, surrounding the Pope's announcement at St. Peter's Basilica. I need my glasses. Hold on a second.
By the way, you did just a really smooth, fantastic job going from just nothing to right into trash. That was very well done.
Thank you so much.
All of a sudden I went, oh my God, we're doing trash stories.
That's a pro right there.
You've been at this a minute, haven't you?
Ouch, yes.
Oh my gosh, Sarah. Don't hurt yourself.
I know, my God. All right. So anyway, thank you for noticing.
That was very well done.
Thank you.
Really well done.
So I guess, you know, everyone was going crazy at St. Peter's Basilica. And so there was all kinds of noise. And everyone on the set of Emily in Paris was like, oh, my God, you guys. What am I supposed to do?
Just put your mic up a little bit.
Oh, okay. You can't hear me.
They're yelling quiet on the set is what you're getting at.
Yes, they're yelling quiet on the set, and everyone is roaring over where the Pope is being elected. So the show's current storyline has brought Emily over to Rome. And
so it's Emily in Rome.
Maybe just for this season. Oh, man, and they're mentioning some of the characters on the show. I love that show so much. It's so cute. Sylvie.
Notice half this room. Who know?
Yeah.
You know, you would love it. You love Project Runway. It's like a lot of fashion. Oh. And she's like a cute, quirky girl. And oh my God, she's so beautiful. And there's like a cute love story in there. I enjoy that. I love a love story.
I got nothing but time on my hands. So.
That's her right there. There's Emily in Paris.
I know her. She's beautiful.
There
she
is.
Lovely.
She's got extraordinary eyebrows, in my humble opinion. Okay. This woman is from Sacramento. She is Captain Marvel. I'm talking about Brie Larson.
Oh, okay.
I heard a yeah.
Sacramento's own. Who knew?
I know.
I didn't know that.
So I don't care about any Marvel stuff. And she's fine in that. What I love her in is a show called Lessons in Chemistry, which is based on a book that I read. I think it's an Apple show. Let me see if I have it right here somewhere. Lessons in Chemistry. Click, and it is an Apple TV show. I knew it was something like that. She's so good in that. She's great. She plays like this. She's a very, very smart woman, and it's like the 50s. Or possibly the 60s, when they're like, she's a chemist. She's a doctor. And they're giving her like an assistant in the lab situation. And it goes on from there. It's fantastic.
But it stars Brie Larson.
Brie Larson. Okay. She's the star. 35-year-old Brie Larson from Sacramento wants to be Martha Stewart, which I can get behind.
Like in a
real way. She's got a cookbook / lifestyle.
Oh, I thought you meant like star as her in her tell-all story.
Oh, you know, that wouldn't actually be terrible casting.
Huh, okay.
Yeah. No, this is like in real life, IRL, she's releasing a cookbook with her best friend, who is a chef named Courtney McBroom, which is a fantastic name. I've never heard of Courtney McBroom.
You know, it's possible chefs now like come up with a name. You know, like DJs used to.
Mm-hmm.
So it might not be real. McBroom.
It does sound made up.
Well,
it?
I mean, it's a handle. I don't blame
you. Yo, McBroom.
It's cool.
Yeah. Well, if you were a witch, that'd be an excellent last name, McBroom. So Courtney McBroom, who none of us know, but she knows Brie
Larson.
She's
out there going, yeah, I'd choose McBroom.
Yeah, dork. Totally picking that for my name.
All right. It's probably not a handle. Go on.
So it's apparently not strictly a cookbook. It's got like all this other stuff, too. It's about parties. It's called Party People.
I love it.
I thought you would. I feel like she actually, you know,
chipped that right off your thing.
Well, the Beastie Boys
jacking your style.
And lots of hip hop. They've used
it's
the
pretty
party
much
people
you
forever.
That.
But okay,
good
yeah,
morning,
let's,
party
let's
people.
Let's land that on me.
So it's not going to be just about the recipes. It's about entertaining. Brie Larson says it's about knowing how to cook things confidently so you can enjoy your party.
Okay.
Which feels like, I don't know, if I'm cooking, I'm not enjoying it that much. The recipes are based off those things so that you can maximize time with your guests and not feel like you're the one stuck in the kitchen. Oh, that's a good point, right? You really want to be able to enjoy it.
I'm married to someone that loves to entertain. Loves it. Like, wants everyone over. You can come, more the merrier. Like, really wants that. And loves to do all this stuff you're talking about. So, she might read it.
Yeah. It sounds cute. As I was like, okay, let me take a look at this. I'm like, oh my God, I did not know Brie Larson was from Sacramento.
Oh, that was.
That's my entire takeaway. And the reason I did this, I'm like, oh, she's a Sacto girl.
I was reading about her one time while she was going through the Marvel, Captain Marvel. And she was saying, I don't even have a home and I'm just sort of working on different sets. And I go from one to the next. And it's got to be really interesting to have the money piling up in your bank account.
Yes.
But you're transient.
Right.
You're just going wherever the film sets are. And I guess at some point she'll go, okay, now I can go look for it. Where do I want to live?
Right.
With all the money
because
I made.
Right, I can live anywhere I want to. If you're that busy and you're constantly moving, like, what is the point of, buying something you're never going to get to go to?
A crash pad that you don't even use.
Exactly.
Anyway. Good for her. Her success is impressive, especially out of SAC, because that's not...
It's not where they're not plucking superstars out of SAC all the time. Who else is a huge star from Sacramento? Let's give me a little quiz.
There's good bands.
Yes.
Deftones are from there.
Tesla's from there.
Oh.
I love Tesla.
I like Tesla. Oh, okay. I got a few for you.
Oh. Who else is like a big superstar from...
Colin Hanks.
How is Colin Hanks from Sacramento?
Don't know.
Like, of all, aren't they the Hanks family? Is that where the dad's from? Like, I don't understand how he's from Sacramento.
Greatest cowboy ever, Sam Elliott.
Oh, all right. There you go.
He's a good cowboy.
We all know that voice.
Greta Gerwig.
Oh, fine director of Barbie and many others.
Vinny will remember her chest, Adrienne Barbeau.
I love her so much.
Yeah.
She's from Sacramento, huh?
Evidently.
Hmm.
Let's see here.
She's old
every
school,
little boy's dream of a certain era.
Let's see. Jessica Chastain.
Oh, yeah. She's wonderful. Zero Dark Thirty. And actually, is she in Interstellar as well? She plays like the daughter.
She's the redhead, right?
Yeah.
I don't mean to,
No, no.
That's okay.
Yeah. Ginger.
That's the top ones right
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, not that impressive of a list, but still. Anyway, Brie Larson, she's the biggest. She's the biggest thing ever out of Sacramento. I was sort of hoping I wouldn't get this far down the list here, but the Blake Lively thing and the Justin Baldoni thing.
Oh, we want to know.
Yeah.
Where's that at now?
Because, by the way, hi, if you're just joining us in the real world and not here at Cache Creek. We're at Cache Creek. We're hanging out. We've got our listeners who won seats at our live broadcast. We've got people who just swung by to enjoy the delicious breakfast that we have. Make sure you get a little nibble over there and a cup of coffee.
Tim's laughing at my sign. Listen, I couldn't spell applause, so I had to write clap.
Clap.
Oh, my God, that's great.
Vinny knows how to unite a crowd. So by a show of hands, who has a side in the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni?
Right there in the front.
A side.
Not many.
In this. But so, okay, let me ask you this. Who is like, I don't even know about this. What is this?
Okay, well, tell everybody.
Just a few more.
Then you're not listening, people. What's wrong with you? It's the biggest story you've talked about months.
I actually would call it the most annoying story. And the reason why is because I feel like I don't really know who is the problem here. Are they both the problem? Is she, because she's
ding,
about
ding.
She's talking about going on the stand in the and telling her story when they go to trial, because this is really looking like it's going to go to trial. And my first thought, because I'm a bad person, clearly, like, I think the worst of everyone. I'm like, she's an actress. Of course she's going to take the stand. Of course she's going to say, yeah, totally. Tears are going to, she's going to go through three boxes of Kleenex and talk, and he's going to be sitting there going, I should have settled. What have I done? But I feel for him because I feel like just the way he's fighting and the way that he's released stuff, I feel like, okay, he might be a victim in this. But she also might be a victim. And the bad person in me is like, I don't know. I feel like it's...
Maybe we're the victims.
I think in the end...
Well, there's a lot there and it's ongoing. I think in most situations, like as a young man, I was pretty quick to just go, I know the answer, this. And then I got married, and then I realized two people can be in the same room talking about the same thing and have a completely different idea of what we just talked about. And you go, weren't you there? We just talked about this. What? But
that's
like in a normal, that's like one scenario. This is an ongoing over the course of a film and so many different layers. It's hard to imagine that someone's not behind this. You know what I mean? Like that there's not someone is full of it.
Right.
I don't know which one, but it seems like there was a motive or some kind of motivation there.
Well, the lawyers are making a lot of money off of this, so maybe it's them.
One of the lawyers, his lawyer, this is, we're talking about Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively. They made a movie together called It Ends With Us. It's based on a book. It is a good movie. I wound up watching it. Did anybody else see the movie?
Yeah.
Like two people. Great.
That might be the most unfortunate thing, though, is that they did make a...
They did make a good movie.
But if they made a decent movie, then there
probably would have been
good follow-ups.
Right, and apparently it's a several book series. So, they make this movie. He's alleging that she's trying to wrest the rights to the rest of the books and everything else away from him. And she's saying, this dude molested me on set, or not molested me, but he was, I felt like...
Inappropriate.
Inappropriate sexual talk or what. And then he's like, what are you talking about? And releases videos where they're both sort of going at it and very flirty chatting as they're just getting like B-roll of them dancing. I don't know. I mean, we will never know. We'll never...
Oh, you're not going to tell us?
I don't know. So anyway...
What is this, Unsolved Mysteries? You're not going to tell us?
Well, I don't know. But they haven't gone to trial yet. And even then, will we ever really know? She's such a good actress. So his lawyer is saying, yeah, she should take the stand, and we should live stream it at Madison Square Garden and do a pay-per-view, and that money should all go to battered women, which is what the movie's about, by the way. Which is like a terrible, dumb, stupid suggestion that I don't think reflects well on the lawyer or on Justin Baldoni. But this is how ugly this thing has gotten, that they're yelling stuff like that out. Like, oh,
his lawyer was saying she should do that?
His lawyer was saying that, yes. He's like, yeah, she should take the stand, and we should live stream it and make money for battered women.
Oh.
And he's like,
I thought
yelling.
It was her lawyer because you were just saying she's such a good actress that she would, Academy Award nom. As long as they put it on a screen.
Yeah, I feel like if she... You know how sometimes people start... Look, I'm not saying she's lying. I am. I'm saying she's lying. But when sometimes people have like bought so thoroughly into their own lie and they're defending it, like, and she's an actress, and I can see it now. Like, someone yelled tears right when I'm... Like, she is going to put on the performance of her life.
The people who raised their hands, real quick, just shouted out. Are you with her or him? Who had a side?
Who's with Blake? Who's with Blake? I'm just raising, telling you. Okay, who is with Justin?
More for Justin. Yeah. That's surprising.
Well, I have been swaying their opinions for months now. Thanks, you guys. Thanks for the backup. I appreciate it. And let's see, do I have time for anything else here? Oh, I don't have time. I'm getting a note. Okay.
We have to break.
We're broadcasting here from Cache Creek. We're going to be here all morning. So if you're swinging by, there's definitely standing room in the back over there. And thank you guys so much for coming. So much more to come. We're going to have a great time. Vinny, what you
news
got coming
is next.
Up? All right. Hit it, Steven.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
All right. Alice at 97.3. The Mi Espresso. Good morning. I forgot to mention something. It's Friday.
Yeah, it is.
It's Friday. Friday. How could I have forgotten? It's Friday. Friday. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We're broadcasting from beautiful Cache Creek. This place is sweet. It's very, very nice. And so we're broadcasting our whole show from here this morning. I put up already a ton of stuff on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. For all the info on everything we talk about on today's show and all the shows is all on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What did just happen?
Well, is Bob there? Because we need
the
to...
The Radio Alice
yeah,
Report.
There it is.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. Get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week with the Saturday Morning Special, 6 to 10 a.m. The best of what happened on the show the past week, every Saturday morning on Alice. During the last break, while you were doing, I was enthralled by the stories. But I looked up, and right here in the front is like this... This man, he doesn't have a smile on his face.
He does now. He's smiling.
But he's got giant guns, like big arms, and a shirt that says "You can't ban these guns." And I was looking at him, and I was like,
arms,
"Yeah." And I was looking at him, going, "Oh man, we could go fight other radio shows, me and this guy. If there's anybody around here, is there any other radio shows in the hall down there? No?
Yeah, are there anybody else doing a live broadcast?
This guy's great. I love him. I'm going to try to make you smile if I can. He's all right, good. What is your name?
Mike.
Mike? All right, Mike.
Welcome, Mike.
Me and Mike. I like him.
Mike on the mic.
Okay, so Sarah already mentioned it, but I will bring it up again and give you a little more details. We have a new pope, and he's American, which is, I mean, that's never happened. So that's kind of, I guess nobody cares.
No, I'm listening to hear more details. Like, where in America is he from?
Chicago.
All right.
He's a Chicagoan.
Chicago.
Pope Leo XIV is the first American pope in the church's history, and there have been 267 of them. The new pope was born Robert Francis Prevost at Mercy Hospital. You don't need all that. He's born in Chicago, though. He's pretty international, as it seems he's done a lot of his time overseas, speaks many languages. By the way, that reminds me, our server at the restaurant last night, multiple languages.
Yeah, yep.
And then she walked up, and she had this accent, and I'm like, and of course, Sarah speaks many languages.
Oh, yes,
languages.
I speak many accents.
Right. Yeah, you do.
But it was funny because none of us at the table knew this. She's talking to us and telling us about these specials. And
what is that accent?
And we're all, and I'm like, I go, it almost sounds Dutch because it's like instead of the thes, it's a duh. And then I think John said she sounded Argentinian.
And you said
Russian.
I said Russian.
But I think you wound up being the closest.
Bulgarian.
She was Bulgarian.
Is what she was. So
all of us went quiet at the table like, Bulgaria.
Where does
live? Let me get my map out. Where exactly is that? I think Vinny might have won that one.
But she tried to make you feel better. She
did.
Well, it's kind of, you know, if you go like three countries over and down, you're real close there, Vin.
A table of grown-ups that went, Bulgaria. I got nothing. Dang it. Anyway, back to the Pope. So he's from Chicago, speaks many languages.
Not bears.
His mom was a librarian. His dad was in the Navy and fought in World War II.
Oh.
So anyway, I just think that's kind of cool.
It is. It was about time we got an American Pope.
Let's hope he's, and I don't know, I haven't done a deep dive on the guy, but let's hope he's forward thinking and continues the progress that we kind of made with Francis, because, you know, I'm raising my kids in the church and I'd like them to feel like there's a loving God there that's accepting of all instead of someone that's super judgy.
Yeah, it's all judgy thing.
Where did that come from?
Back at the station.
No one out there is clapping. Why do I hear that?
Bob, I think Bob liked what you had to say.
This is kind of fun as we talk about the new Pope and him being very international.
Yes.
They say here, a website scoured social media to find things that foreigners like about Americans.
Oh.
So here are some
What'd
of the responses. My favorite thing about Americans is how often football fields is used as a measurement. It's a couple football fields from here to there. I have done that.
Have you?
Oh, I have, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I was going to say, I feel like I've never done that.
I love how Americans say coffee.
Oh, coffee. Sure. Got to have some coffee.
I love how Americans make a salad where the primary ingredient is pasta.
Listen, anything can be a salad. Don't be so judgy, rest of the world.
I love how Americans call their dogs stuff like Cooper, Tucker, Tanner.
Oh, my God. People have dogs named that right here.
Fred.
I love it when Americans say, I got you. And I do feel genuinely reassured.
I'm American. I take care of you. Don't worry about it.
It is nice when someone says, I got your back. And you go, oh, great. Thank you. I love how Americans have these mysterious, unexplained food substances. Things like hot grits, sloppy joes.
Oh.
That's just, you know, that's situational anywhere you'd go, right?
Yes.
You get your own
people, look, you know, if those Brits talking, they literally have a dessert called Spotted Dick. I kid you not. Yeah.
I don't know if it's a dessert, actually, but it is a food.
How did you like it?
Oh, it's delicious. Thank you for asking.
I know you're a fan.
My mouth was itchy afterward.
What?
From eating it. It was made with cactus. Or poison ivy, one of those.
I love how Americans pronounce duty like duty.
Oh.
I don't know.
Is it because everyone else goes duty?
Yeah, I think
traitor.
So. I love how Americans decorate for every season. These are
doesn't
things.
Everyone do that? You tell me in Bulgaria they're not putting up some Halloween stuff or Christmas stuff?
I don't know. That's the whole
thing. There
we were stumped. Yeah. We don't even know where Bulgaria is on a map.
Somewhere.
She starts going, well, it's down below. Oh, no. What are we doing?
Above Turkey and Greece. And
right?
Something like that. I don't know. I didn't. And then I forgot all about it, so I didn't look it on a map. I'm sure it's somewhere.
I did look it up.
Yeah, I'd heard of it, so I knew it was somewhere.
Ukraine comes down, and then there's a couple other things I can't remember, and then there's Bulgaria.
Oh, that's great. That sounds Russian.
Mm-hmm. My favorite thing about Americans is how much they genuinely enjoy discussing the weather.
We do actually enjoy that.
Compare it
to other seasons.
We all have it in common. And sometimes small talk is pleasant. I don't need to get into your whole life story or you, vice versa. But
absolutely.
Sometimes it's nice to be in an elevator and not be all awkward, like, I'll stare at my feet. You know?
Sure.
That's all.
Hey, nice day out there. Wow, how about that rain?
I love how Americans greet each other by saying, how you doing? And then they don't answer back.
Yeah.
Because we know that we don't want to have small talk with you.
How you
doing? And please don't tell us how you're actually doing. That'd be great.
Well, we do kind of know
thanks.
That you're not really asking.
Not everyone does, though, Vin, as you're well aware.
Mm-hmm.
How are you? Let me tell you. Well, how much time you got?
I thought this was interesting because I've already put this kind of this plan in motion, and I don't know how many of you out there, what your first car was a hand-me-down from your parent.
Me, yeah.
Like just a beater, a piece of death.
You had that, right?
I absolutely had this car that was just...
But your dad had been driving it, commuting in
it. He commuted from Irvine to L.A. daily in that thing for many years, racked the miles up, and then he got to get a new car, and that was going to be... I had to buy it off him, too. He didn't even give it to me.
Your dad was a tough nut.
Well, and that's the way I don't... Most of us of a certain age dealt with that kind of a... There was not this... Oh, you need something new? Let's run out.
Yeah. Let me get that on Amazon for you real quick.
Yeah, I do that. I am already doing it, even though I wasn't brought up that way. Oh, new shin guards? Let's go. You know, or whatever thing that...
Right.
Anyway,
not wait for your birthday or Christmas.
They're saying here, a study found giving your teenager your old car isn't the smartest move. And it's not just because they can't drive a stick, which there's very few of those around anymore anyway. But they're saying that the car's more than 5 years old... Teens in cars that are more than 5 years old are 19% more likely to die in a fatal crash.
Oh. Good morning.
Oh, my God.
I don't. What? That is shocking.
Say that whole stat again.
Teens in cars that are more than 5 years old are 19% more likely to die in a fatal crash.
Okay, so kids need brand new cars, is what I'm taking from this.
Did a young teenager write this?
Right. This is something.
Yeah, look at the bottom, Ben. It's a study done by
this
teens for cars.
Week, yeah,
by Jimmy from Sacramento.
For cars over 15 years old, it jumps to 31% more likely to die in a fatal
crash. Is it because of the safety features that are now, like every year, they get safer and safer?
But I feel like 5 years ago, there were airbags. 5 years ago, there were a lot of them. There were reverse cameras. Like these things that have become super normal, even... motorized windows, you know, not the
roller windows.
The roller. All that stuff's become so widespread that I'm surprised by the stat. I have a 10-year-old car that we were going to keep and hand down, you know, keep it running.
Yeah.
It's only a few more years.
Hey, you rolled the dice. The kid's got to roll the dice.
Well, I don't know. That's
don't
one
let
of those...
kids roll dice. It's so dangerous. It's the children.
They say it's because new drivers really suck at it. For a while.
That's true.
And new cars have a lot more safety features. One of the reasons why I was hesitant to get the tech in my car is I didn't want to rely on those little lights on the rearview mirrors.
Yes.
It seems like
those.
You're putting... I know, and I know everyone does, but you're putting so much trust in that, and I feel a little suspicious. Like, I can't just look over my, like, look at me.
Well, what if you stiff neck or something?
Well, I mean, okay, then maybe you shouldn't drive that day. But I'm saying, like, it's not like, look at me.
You know what I don't like about those, and it's exactly what you're saying. If I drive a car most of the time that has that, and I put on my blinker and the light lights up, like, nah, don't do it. Then when I'm in a car that doesn't have that, I think I'm okay. So it seems dangerous until it's in all cars, until it's mandated. But it does, I get it. That, you know, you probably should. You should do that and look and make sure.
I hope everyone does, but I can see how that would make you very, like, it's been
fine.
Right every
what?
Time.
I know. Every time I look, sure enough, there's a car in my way.
This goes back to, I feel like this was written by a 16-year-old. According to the study, it's safer to give your kid a brand new car.
Oh, it was, yes.
What? Unbelievable.
Well, children, listen, you need to print this story. It's out of Newsweek. And present this to your parents on your 15 and a half birthday.
Put a PowerPoint together and just, you know, show them the facts.
Sure, exactly.
You know,
listen, you guys have 6 months to save. As soon as I get my license, I'm going to need a new car. Thank you.
We were talking about e-bikes recently. I don't know which day of the week, but, and they have become like so proud. They're everywhere,
yes.
Right? And at
like
this,
the world is thick with them.
Did we used to have to, I never really had an actual moped that I owned. I rode some and whatever. But didn't you have to get something to have a moped?
I never had a moped. Like, I never really had to think about, like, what licensing do I need for a moped?
It feels like, even though, I mean, it's in the name, e-bike, but it does feel like since it has
a motor.
Yeah, I mean,
it can go 30 miles an hour.
You're not pedaling that thing. You are using your thumb. It feels like maybe that's the fix for that, is that they've got to get some kind of operators. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they're everywhere.
Sorry,
and they're fast, and they dart across you, and you're like,
oh, I know.
I'm trying not to kill people today,
and,
young man.
And the attitude of the children on those bikes. Oh, out of my way, old lady. Who are you calling about? Oh, me. Right. Sorry.
So yeah. In California, you need a license to operate a moped.
So is that a moped or not? Like, that's a moped.
Yeah.
Well,
how old do you have to be?
Probably the same age as a license.
Yeah. I have this visual of this pedal moped made by, I think, Peugeot. Do you remember those? They were like that.
The people remember.
That was the thing that people were riding, and then you could pull your feet off the pedals and put them on the little. I don't know,
a little footrest kind
of thing? A little platform, like, right in the middle. Anyway, that's something just hit me, like, yeah, that's mopeds.
I think the tricky thing with the e-bikes is that they, especially at first, they just looked like regular bikes. And so no one even knew that the kid had pedal assist. You were just like, wow, that kid's legs are super strong.
Mm.
And now they are starting to look more and more like sort of beefy motorcycle looking things, or, you know, mini bike style.
They make them pretty
things.
Thick and heavy duty. The first one we rode was by Specialized.
You couldn't
and
even
it
tell that
more
there was
like a bike.
Yeah, it just had sort of a thickish mid post. I don't even know what that middle part, the ball crusher thing that's out
that's
there.
What it's called.
Yeah.
It's called the ball crusher.
The
right.
Crossbar.
Thank you. Ball crusher, crossbar. It's Friday. Friday, everybody.
The ball crusher. All right.
The crotch waster? I don't know. I don't know what it's called.
I haven't seen this, and this is a difference in the generations for sure. I know some of you remember building ramps out in front of your house, or whether it was your brother, you, or someone in the neighborhood, you'd build a jump, and then you'd start jumping kids. Like,
oh yeah,
I would imagine you could launch those e-bikes.
Yes, but they also weigh 10 times as much as the bike.
Right.
Like, you could hurt your brother doing that. But you probably weren't going to kill him. I mean, knock wood. Don't do it, kids. But on an e-bike, those e-bikes, I can't even lift that thing up into the bike rack to take it places. Like, I'm like, John,
please, right.
I need...
You ride e-bikes regularly.
All the time. Yeah. But I go slow.
You're part of the problem.
I'm not part of the problem. I'm very respectful of other people. I get up and walk it a lot. I'm like, oh, I don't want to bother anyone. But the kids, they do not care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, you know that.
Fast facts. That was not an applause. I was looking to see if they'd play my sound effect.
But
my bad.
That was really good, you guys.
Very good.
Minnie puts his hand up and...
Missy Elliott wrote and performed on Raven Simone's 93 debut rap song, That's What Little Girls Are Made Of. But she was left off the video for not being pretty enough. Missy E. That is bogus.
That sucks.
Yeah.
How old was she in 1993 to be on Raven Simone's album?
No idea. But that was, I think, like peak power for her. Because she kind of like tapped out and then came back. Didn't she come back in the Super Bowl appearance?
Yeah.
Like there was
She was there.
It was all of a sudden
she's
everyone
53.
Oh.
So she was in her 20s at least.
Okay.
Ish. 21 maybe. She would be really young. Give me some.
There's a fake McDonald's in the city of Industry in Southern California that's just used for filming.
Oh, really?
Most of the McDonald's ads you've seen were shot in that building,
wow.
In the fake McDonald's.
Because they could staff it and it would be perfect. How funny. Do people, so nobody can get to it. Like you couldn't be like, oh, there's a McDonald's.
No.
It's hidden like on a back lot or something.
The best way to avoid going bald.
Uh-oh.
Let me just get my hat off here for you. The best way to avoid going bald is castration.
Oh.
Oh.
putting my hat back on.
Here's your new car, dear. Let's go to the doctor.
As long as you have your testes removed before you start going bald, you won't lose your hair.
Even if you're, so you can get to like adulthood and get all your muscles and everything, and then they'll come and... As long as your hair hasn't started falling
Why
out.
Would you want details on this?
I'm just wondering about
like
it.
For what
for the
reason?
People
because she makes
be...
it not fun.
That is my job.
If you get them removed after you start losing your hair won't grow back. It'll just stop wherever you...
Oh.
Really?
Honestly.
Maybe I should do that.
So are you...
I'm surprising myself
you're fine.
Here.
Are you saying that's like a, is it a strictly a testosterone thing?
I'm saying that I read this off the Fast Facts page, and I don't
so
have
no more
details
questions. My
you.
Bad. You're right. I should know better by now.
We are live broadcasting from downtown Cache Creek.
Yep. I think this is the town of Brooks.
Brooks.
Brooks. Yeah. It's on a road called the 16.
Right.
Did you notice on the way here, all the roads are just Road 87? Road 29.
My directions took me somewhere else.
Yes, tell this story. This is a pretty fun one.
It's not a fun story. I put in my instructions.
He's in Dixon.
And I don't know what, if sometimes you can touch it even accidentally and it'll just misalign wherever you think you were go. I don't know what happened.
Maybe you added a stop.
But I pulled up to like a cul-de-sac industrial place and went, this isn't it. And it can't be. And I sent a picture to Sarah and said, this is where my maps took me. I'm lost. So I re-entered it, and it took me to the right place, but I had to cross
how
the
long,
farm,
how,
a big farm.
How far away were you?
I was 30 minutes away.
Oh, well,
so it wasn't that bad.
Not too bad. But yeah, it does sound like you're fat finger went to the side.
But I haven't been here before, and I have to, like, it's a beautiful spot we're sort of tucked into, and I didn't go out and check the sunset because I was watching Warriors, but I bet the evening pool swim was delightful.
I know. You look great in the pool from above. I was like, oh, that looks so refreshing.
I don't appreciate being peeped by you.
Well, I texted you after. I didn't know
I
you had...
I looked up, and she's standing in the window going, hi, how you doing?
Yeah. And not only that, took a picture and sent it to our group text that we have
thank
going.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
At least I didn't post it. Should I post
anyway.
It? Oh, my God. Maybe I'll post it. You know, the best thing was, I didn't know you had a bunch of back ink. I did not know that.
No, I've had that tattoo for a long time.
May I have a look?
No. Nope. You got your show.
In the 40s.
You got your show.
I feel like these guys
got
their
your show.
I don't know. I just thought maybe.
Anyway, I need some more coffee, and we need to take a break. What's coming up in the trash?
Well, I'm going to tell you who won the best mom ever right after this.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.